Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
We're back for Bachelor in Paradise finale part two. This is half reunion show and half down at the Playa Escondida Beach with the engagements. So we start off this episode with the cast coming together to relive some moments.
Yeah,
we only have those two couples left down there, but we're going to get to that later. So we're getting flashbacks to the girls getting live reactions. And the first couple that we see kind of go head to head live on stage is Shanae and Logan. And how did you feel like that conversation went? Because we forgot that they were together. It was so long ago.
I really forgot they were together. That's how I felt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't really care about this confrontation, but I do think that Logan's confrontation with Kate was kind of funny. One, she admitted her wrongs and said that she shouldn't have talked to him like that. That was, did seem demeaning and such. But then he really went out and defended himself. He was like, I'm really proud of my career. I moved out here to LA. It started from scratch and I like how far I've come right now.
Here's the deal, Ashley. If anybody's lived in LA for more than 3 years, I give them respect because that city is the most expensive city in the world other than New York City.
Other than San Francisco.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. But If you figure out a way to like make it work.
Yeah.
Respect.
Respect.
I couldn't do it. That's why I never moved there. I stayed in Denver. Yeah. And so, and at the same time, there's a beautiful story I want to share with you for a second. Can I share it with you?
Sure, of course.
One of my parents, actually good friends, and my best friend's parents one night, they sat me down when I was in middle school. I'll never forget it.
They're like, don't move to LA.
Yeah. They're like, they told me their love story. I asked them, hey, how'd you guys meet? You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know what they said? You know what the best season of our life was? The season that set us up for everything? And they're very wealthy. I mean, they've done very well for themselves now. They've bought and sold their own businesses twice. And they said the first 5 years of our marriage, we lived in an apartment that was a studio apartment that didn't have room for us to really even both move around in it. Our bed was in our living room. We had a small little kitchen. We didn't have any money to buy anything. And it brought us stronger because our love is what pushed us through and our support of each other. And I've kept that with me ever since then. And this is why this whole Kate conversation, I know she's a little older. And so
it's bugged you.
Yeah. But like, it's bugged me because it's like, get off his back. I think he's doing fine. I don't know what his net worth is. Maybe he's the grandchild of the Rockefellers and he's just not telling anybody and he doesn't want anybody to know it. And he's just kind of like living his dream and doing his thing. And once you guys get married, you're going to find out that this dude's loaded. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. And if you love a dude.
My parents were the same.
Yeah. I mean, look at your parents, right? Like,
yeah,
they had to go through med school together. Like,
yeah, he ain't making he wasn't even able to get into med school when they got together. He had to like go take more classes in college and like get his master's and stuff in order to be like eligible for med school. And my dad graduated so much later than most other kids, you know, like he didn't become a part of a practice until he was in his late 30s.
So more of the story. Money is not the driving force to love. This couple just didn't work. But I never liked those conversations because I felt like it put him in a weird spot. And I also just want to tell her, hey, it ain't that important. You're going to be fine. Love conquers all. But that's how we get introduced to this episode. The next scene, I'm forgetting, Ashley. What happened in the next scene?
Jill and Tarzan, Jacob, they basically say, I'd like to give it another go. We don't have like a ton of contacts, but like just between us, basically he kind of alluded to on our podcast that he wanted to try things out and that he started to think about her a lot more after Paradise. And they were texting during that time and calling each other, FaceTiming and such. So that's when he tried to make it official right there on that Bachelor finale stage. And I think I could say it now.
Yeah.
He's coming to Rhode Island to visit her in a couple of weeks. And we're going to have him at Audrey's, Jill and Jacob at Audrey's.
Let's go.
I'm sure he'll pick her up a number of times during that event.
Yeah, that's their thing. Do you see this couple working, Ashley?
No.
Okay. Cool. Will you tell them that? No.
Yeah, but it's just fun for now.
Okay. I actually see it working because I got to meet Jill at Audrey's, the best coffee shop east of
besides
the Mississippi. East of the Mississippi. East of the Mississippi. Yeah. Incredible spot. A lot of fun. And I was like, this girl has a lot of depth. We got to talk to Jacob on the podcast. He obviously has a lot of depth. I see it working. I would be disappointed if they break up.
Yeah, but I think they'll always be friends. Like they'll always bust each other's chops. You know?
Well, keep us updated. I feel like the Audrey's coffee shop is going to bring us a ton of insight into this relationship. Okay. Then we get into the heaviness. It kind of was glossed over during the reunion.
Eliza?
Yeah. Rodney. Yeah. I felt like there was more to it, like a hot seat kind of moment and some really like, but it just felt like the show didn't feel like it needed it. I felt like it did. It took up a whole episode of people crying. But Eliza, Rodney, and Justin's love triangle comes up next.
What obviously happened was the producers talked to Rodney and he was like, no, I don't want to be with her anymore. And so they were like, well, if he doesn't want to be with her anymore, like, let's not make it a grand moment. What was the strangest of all was that Justin wasn't brought up once. And Justin's sitting there making his awesome Justin expressions, and he didn't speak once during the airing of the reunion. Neither did Andrew. That is weird. Yeah.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But why do you think Rodney's not still into her? Do you think he's found somebody else?
No. I think, like, after watching it back, I just feel like Rodney deserves the world, not this girl that didn't think that he, you know, that obviously didn't like him enough. She obviously didn't like him enough. Yes, there's extra. Whenever I say stuff like this, it's like, okay, but Jared didn't like you enough for a long time. You know, like, I always feel like I have to bring that up because it's just too weird to, you know? So things can change. But yeah. I don't think Rodney is wanting that moment now. You know, maybe down the road if she is, but like
too fresh.
It's too weird. It's too weird for me to talk about, Ben. It's too weird.
Why?
You have to talk about it. Because like I was in Paradise, Jared picked other people in front of me multiple times, and here I am saying that he shouldn't take her back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what do you think? I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't think so.
Not yet. Not yet. Give them another shot on the beach. We'll see if it works.
I don't think she's the one. I just don't think she's the one for him.
I also think Rodney's DMs went about 1,000 miles an hour after everybody on the beach was crying, and I think he's fine. And he's probably realizing he's fine.
Call me a sucker for romance. I actually think he truly is getting out of it now, 5 months later, and is just not wanting to address it. And just like just not wanting to get that back down into the suck that was Eliza.
Yeah. Well, the suck that was the situation, not Eliza specifically.
Okay, yes. I meant the suction that was her pull on him.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, that clears that up.
I'm so articulate, guys.
You're doing great.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short. And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost.
Tyler and Brittany, shocker. We have no idea what happened. This feels like the most useless scene in the whole episode because Tyler is crushed and he feels like he wants to say something, but he doesn't feel like it's appropriate to say it and he doesn't want to.
Totally.
And then it just like ends with them not being together and there's nothing, there's like so much left to the imagination.
You think that Tyler's holding something back? Because I think Brittany is definitely holding something back more. She doesn't want to make him sound pathetic or something like that. But I think that he went way too fast.
Okay.
They said, I mean, they did say I love you on the sand. So, you know, they were in a serious relationship when they left. But I think that he may have been like super clingy or something. Because he was calling her, texting her, FaceTiming her, DMing her, all that, like right after she broke up with him. And then he goes, you're not supposed to let somebody you love like be in pain like that or something along those lines. And then it's like, well, actually, if you break up, like you're kind of on your own. Yeah, like, yeah, sure, a check-in here or there. But also a check-in often opens the door for that person to try to get back in. And sometimes it's not an appropriate time for that.
That's fair. No, I get that. I mean, I think there's
something. There's something there.
Yeah, I think the way to end that would be there's something there that's weird and that neither of them are saying out of respect for somebody in that group. But it just felt pointless. Why have them both out there if there is nothing that's going to be said? I didn't gain any insight from it. I don't know if I deserve it, but I didn't gain it.
I'm going to have to ask Brittany.
Michael and Danielle then come out together with some very exciting news.
The very exciting news is that she's moving out of Nashville, which I feel like she's very solidly based in Nashville, you know?
Yeah.
But and she's moving to Akron, Ohio. No, I'm not saying I'm surprised. I'm just saying that, like, I feel like that's been her home for a long time. And this is how serious they are that she's moving to Ohio for him, not in with him. But she'll find a place of her own close to him. And the biggest thing is that he said, I love you, right there for the first time on stage, second girl in his life that he's ever said I love you to. And I cried.
Can I give some insight now?
Yeah. Insight or like intel?
know what the difference is.
Oh, insight is like your opinions on the matter. Intel is like what you know from Michael.
Well, now we can say that they're both at Wells and Sarah's wedding together.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time with them. And they are cute. I mean, they're so cute. Are cute. Like, there is a lot there. There's a lot of joy there. There's a lot of, like, euphoric, like, love there. Like, they're good. And I want to get them on this podcast. Ashley, you think we can do that?
Yeah. We're getting them on the podcast. I think we're getting them on the podcast.
Okay, good.
We're getting unnamed happy couples this week. They're surprises to you, surprises to us. I love Danielle's reddish hair. That shade is always like the shade that girls are like doing right now because it's very trendy. And normally I'm like, cute on you, but your normal color looks better. With Danielle, I think she should stay this color forever. She looks so good. They're so adorable. And how cute was her response to the I love you? Because she like freaked out. She's like, I've been wanting to say it. I accidentally said it. And then like I felt awkward and I wanted to like, ee! But now he says it and I'm just, you know, oh, it was so gleeful.
This is good. This is good. I don't want any of us that are fans of Bachelor Nation to dismiss just how good this moment is. There's a lot of realness here. There's a lot of pain here. There's a lot of story here. We've, you know, maybe got it overplayed in a sense. Like everybody talked about it, but their relationship led to this beautiful moment where the two of them can say, no, I love you. And they met on the beach in paradise. No matter how it worked out, no matter how it happened, they met on the beach in paradise. They seem really happy and we're happy for them.
Mm-hmm. It was awkward for Sierra to be sitting in the audience. I felt for her in that moment.
No, I felt for her too. But how many other exes from the beach are in that audience, like watching another relationship flourish?
That's so true.
You know,
that's
so true. Yeah. So no, it doesn't take away and doesn't diminish like the fact that she felt something and she thought something was real, but there's other exes sitting in that audience and they're sitting there watching it. And I think in paradise, you got to go in with the mindset of, hey, if somebody ends up happy, they end up happy and we celebrate it no matter what. And this is a happy couple. Okay. Yeah. Ashley, I'm going to, and tell me if you disagree, fight me on this. Okay. But the Johnny and Victoria situation, I'm going to touch on it here, but we have Johnny on the podcast in an in-depth that explains everything that happened that night.
And we know it explains everything because it's already been recorded.
Yeah. And so I feel like what I want to say about the Johnny and Victoria situation is there's more to learn. There's more to see. There doesn't feel like there's a heavy grudge held, but there is a lot to discover. And I think hearing from Johnny would be a lot better than the two of us trying to explain what happened on that couch.
Yeah, and then it's just going to be weird because like we're going to be giving our thoughts and then you're going to hear like our real thoughts when we get far more details from Johnny.
And we'll finish here with a very happy couple, Serena and Brandon. Serena,
have you ever seen anything more pure?
No, it's like I'm so glad they made it because if this relationship would have ended, I would have been crushed.
I will venture to say I don't think I've ever on this franchise
Seen
a couple more in love than them. And I know that I am married from the franchise. You didn't get to see. get to see a lot of the goodness in our formation.
No, this is a good couple.
And then I have friends, you know, who are married from the show. But there's something about this couple. I've never seen a relationship just seem so easy.
It's a good couple.
Blissful.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, it's something to celebrate. The two of them together. It worked from paradise and we could not be more excited for them.
Oh, what about their marriage and how they decided not to get married, which I was really grateful for. When I saw Jesse walking up with that book, the Bible, not sure what he was holding, I was like, oh no, don't do it. Don't ask them to get married now.
You know, they did that to me. You remember that?
I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
My childhood pastor out to Los Angeles. And I was like,
my gosh,
I was like, wait, what? Like, and he didn't really know what he was doing. So like, no discredit to him. He was like, they asked me to come out and like hang out with you guys. And I was like, I get why you'd say yes to that. But then he gets out there and like, yeah, we're going to try to do this thing right here on stage. And it's like, you guys are psychos. What? Like, we're going to break up in a couple of years.
No thanks. It's just not really romantic. It's not like a let's go to Vegas and get married situation. It's like, let's do this for TV. And
Not at all.
And like, in their case, you're saying we've never met each other's families and you want us to just get married and be like, oh, hey, guess what? We got married. Obviously, it seemed as if like off camera, they may have contemplated it because they did call. Brendan said that they called his mom and she said, I'll kill you if you get married without me there.
I would too. Like, that's just not a thing.
No.
I'm glad they said no. But, yeah. I mean,
enjoy an engagement period. That's a nice period of your life.
So fun. It's so fun. Well, the moral of the story is those two are great together and they seem to be great together and going to be great together. And I hope they are great together forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. All right. That's the finale of Bachelor in Paradise. Ashley. But it's not the end of our work. As you mentioned, we have some incredible episodes coming up with Johnny, with some happy couples. We're going to have Genevieve on. We have some big things happening here at the Almost Famous Podcast that are worth listening to. They give a lot of insight and clarity into the things that maybe we didn't see. So continue to tune in to the thread of the Almost Famous Podcast. We're working hard to keep you entertained. That's what we like to do.
Sure are.
For a living. Sure are. So
we love you guys so much.
Yeah.
Have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I forgot that. That's happening soon, isn't it?
Yes. Be warm and merry and cozy. Watch some good football. Hug a lot of family.
Ashley, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Stuffing.
Mine is ham. Shocker.
Oh, really?
I love a good ham. Love a good ham. All right, that's it for the Almost Famous Podcast. We'll be talking to you very soon with Johnny in an in-depth episode that should be posted right about
now.
All right, hey, with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley, and we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.